play as a team, even if you don't have any quote-unquote bright stars, when you play as a cohesive unit, things will happen because your team or your side of the ball becomes the star. And, man, the belief of how everyone is, and you listen to the interviews or whatnot, everybody's speaking the same language. It's the same comfort level, same confidence that just oozes from each other, and it is a beautiful thing, man. They ended the season 12-4, regular season, which, you know, that propelled them to be the division champions and have now had them in the playoffs, and we'll get to the playoffs in a second. But what I love so beautiful is that they find a way to continuously go against what the critics are saying. Even when stuff were hard times, they find a way to bounce back and fight, and stay in the fight. Because that's what you got to do. I mean, you got to think about it, man. Even the best boxer, heck, you know, when you think about Floyd Mayweather, he's fighting, when he's got heavy competition, there's no way you're going to tell me he's in a fight with a very skilled fighter who is very synonymous or having great records and great fights. It's not going to get a punch in here and there. So that's the thing, the Cowboys, you know, they're, you know, moving side to side, trying to dodge every punch. They're taking a couple of punches. A lot of them are hard. Some are devastating. But then they find a way to stay in the fight. And for that, you know, that's where my totally biased moment of this Monday is. A totally biased moment is just the Dallas Cowboys, man, have been phenomenal. They, you know, I was one of those people, when you're a fan, when you're a true fan, let me put it that way, because there's a lot of bandwagon fans like the Cowboys recently. When you're a true fan, every year you say, oh, man, they're going to win this year. Even if things look green or whatever, you always say, oh, they're going to win this year. It's going to be the year they're going to win. And definitely, man, they are just making us have so much firepower, because it's nothing worse than every time people talk about your team, how much they suck, or they're going to be 8-8 again, or they're going to be worse, or you're not going to make it to the playoffs, you're not going to win the division. If y'all make it to the playoffs, you can make it if you want to, but you got to win the playoff game to do that. So that goes to the playoffs part. These boys came and found a way to win in the playoffs. I don't care what you guys say about that call. The Cowboys won the game, but you give them the call. You mean to tell me you turn your head around, that's going to stop the freaking punt that happened? 10-yard punt? That doesn't magically make a 10-yard punt happen. And it doesn't magically make Matthew Stafford fumble once. Oh, not just once, but twice. He fumbles two times in a row, and the same person who dropped the ball on the first recovery that Matthew Stafford happened to fumble from was the exact same person who got the ball when he fumbled again. It's just crazy. I really thought I was watching instant replay, and I was like, did I just see the same thing happen? Right there and there, bam. And this man is standing on the ground because he knew. Covering after he messed up. Because, you know, especially you defensive linemen and whatnot, you're excited because you want to be able to run the ball in. Because, you don't really, as a defensive person, you don't get to actually score as much. You pretty much are stopping the scores. So when you have those chances to score, you get real excited and do something crazy, try to run the ball. Hell, I've done it. I didn't fumble the ball and I ran. But, you know, I got grabbed from behind. Had I not got tripped up, it would have been a touchdown. So I don't care what no one got to say about that. Would have been a touchdown had I not got tripped up. But it is what it is. We're going to go ahead and go to our first music break of 2015 season. And this first track is a new track we released right before we left. And this is by my girl Red Shades. This is Relapse, because the Cowboys, man, are definitely on the relapse.
I don't care. girl dance since you left. I ain't really heard nobody as nice. What you do? Did you graduate from school? There's some rumors now that you take flight. You looking good, see you back on the market. When you pass, everybody looks twice. It's all love, and I know you grown up, but damn, will you pick up that mic? I did now, so thanks for asking. Was in a dark place, and I lost my passion. Embarked on a journey where the music didn't concern me. I didn't care about nothing, I don't know what happened. Feeling under pressure, confidence was lacking, and it's probably because my ex lost all attraction. And damn, that's a tough pill to swallow. Only thing I could do is drown in my sorrow. Nah, fuck that shit. I can never trust that shit. Y'all be on that old dumbass shit. Middle finger up, I be twerking in the club with my day ones, and you know they love that shit. Yeah, we look good, never answer the bad bitch. People wanna see you fail, wanna see you get ratchet. People making their assumptions, think I'm living the lavish. I ain't did nothing yet, I'm just getting established. But luckily, if I grind in due time, I can live a life of luxury. Light one for me, I don't even smoke and don't know how to roll, but they show a lot of love to me. I'm getting looks from your main, no, this pimping ain't a thing. Don't be mad, cause they give a lot of hugs to me. Can't get enough for me, huh? And I don't know what it really is. But I look out for my people when they feel the kids.
You know what, I've been doing a lot of things since I've been gone. I graduated school, was looking for a job. You know, now I'm a flight attendant, so I'm always taking flights. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's not to be cocky. I thank God every single day. But I had some things that I had to take care of. But you know what, it's time to get back to business, all right?
And it sucks cause I see you mad. I'm versatile with a dose of the Libra swag. And I ain't perfect, but I'm worth it more than what is on the surface. Personality is jazz like Aaliyah had. But some days couldn't, barely on my, I was on my own, couldn't. Now I'm on a, they hit up my phone, wanna peek, but I be a tease. I stay all alone, but I smile on them, then I wild on them, then I'm out on them. I'm just a youngin' trying to live a life. And I can't promise you tomorrow cause I fly tonight. So just be happy in this moment and do what I like. And I reciprocate it too as long as you're my type. A shout out to the Beano and Mac Town to the 813, yo. But listen, JA holds me down. I'm a rep to the end. Without them, no me, yo. Can't forget Blog Talking 09. All them grown folks showing me love. Computer lady, Goofy Bone said he J smells so good. Then we had so much fun. Fast 4 years later, probably in 011 button pusher and Andrew Woods. Heavy hitters, and they always going hard for a sister. So thank you, man. It's all good. Red shade, bitch.
All right. Man, that was Relapse by Red Shades right here on Life That It Does Live. Season six premiere. And that sounds so beautiful. Now, those of you who don't know as well, every March 23rd is when we celebrate our anniversary. So, you know, coming on March 23rd would be our 6 year. That marks 6 years doing the show. So it's definitely a pleasure, man, just continuing to do this and get continuous love. And, man, we're close to 4 million listeners worldwide, and that's both from live listeners and from podcasts, you know, people that go back and listen, because if people listen to the archives, you're just as important. And that's the beauty of the show. If you miss it, you get to check it out at your own leisure whenever you want to and never miss a beat. But, yeah, man, we just got some more hot music coming up on that as well. Oh, my hot moment of the week, because there was a hot mess moment I saw, and I had to get out my system because I saw it, and it was wild. So today I was at Wendy's, and at Wendy's I happened to see something that just didn't quite make sense. It made sense, but it didn't make sense, if you catch my drift. This girl at Wendy's had Wendy's hair, if you know what I mean. And she was black. She was a black chick. She was a black cashier, and she had red hair looking like a black Wendy. I'm like, I can't even, you know, when I put the post out about it earlier, I didn't have to make any jokes. The jokes write themselves just even saying that. That's my hot mess moment of the week. The girl who works at Wendy's who just so happens to have Wendy's hair. What the hell? All right, everyone. So I'm checking my phone line, and I'm looking, and I see a very special, beautiful woman in the building. I know I can smell it through the airwaves. And if I'm not mistaken, this has to be the beautiful Valencia Gardner. Am I correct?
Yep.
What's up?
Hello.
It's a pleasure having you.
Well, it's a pleasure being on the show. I'm very happy that you invited me to the show.
Oh, no problem. And, you know, what I like about you and your style, because first of all, let me remind people what you do. You're an author. You're an artist.
Yep.
And by artist, I mean she writes some very dope lyrics and some poems. I've been paying attention to her Instagram. And where we going then, y'all? And I think I said model. I don't know if I said model in my order, but you do so many things, and the thing is you're doing right. Everything you do, you go hard at it. And I don't think people understand that. A lot of people, they want to be famous, but they don't want to do things the right way when they're trying to be famous. And got to commend you on that.
Well, thank you, man. I'm just trying to be successful, man. And quite frankly, I have a low attention span, so I have to do a bunch of random things in order to, you know, get far. So
that's me.
I have a lot of hobbies.
That's me. I was the person that, like, you took the yearbook, you see, like, from senior year, and literally almost every club, you saw me in the freaking picture because I was literally doing everything. I just, like you said, you got to stay moving because that way when you're bored, you start doing stuff.
Oh, my God,
stuff.
Yes. When you get bored, like if you're only focusing on one thing, once you get bored, you start slacking on that. You don't have enough motivation behind it. Your output becomes decreased because it's like, oh, what, you know what I mean? So I'm like, you know what, I'm going to find like 10 different things that I like to do. And then when I get bored with one, switch to the next. And then everything is always quality because I never get bored with one thing.
Now on top of that, that's why we don't never see you put those posts out, oh, I'm bored. Like, if you have time to type that on Facebook, you're not doing something right somewhere. There's something that you can be doing to help improve your work. And, man, I'm just like, wow. I tripped like the first time I had a chance to interact with you. You were really cool and just very punctual. And your work, again, your work speaks for itself. You don't have to do much talking because people look at your work and they go, wow. It's a great example of how when I'm trying to tell models, hey, if you want your career to be successful, your stuff has to look like this. You know, you can work an up-and-coming photographer, but if they're not going to improve their work, there's no reason in doing it.
Yeah. I don't even discriminate, man. There are some people that I've worked with that were, maybe it was like, it's their first year of doing the whole photography thing, but their work was quality, and they were very respectful and punctual and, you know, professional. So I never discriminate against people because everybody that's successful today had to start off being unsuccessful. They had to start off working hard and being ambitious. Like, so
yes.
I'm like, you know, you really can't discriminate against anyone.
Now, as far as like when you are screening, you know, kind of looking around and seeing who you want to work with, how do you personally go about seeing, okay, that person's work I love, I want to work with that person. Like, what is your screening process that usually draws you to a person over another?
I don't know. That's a weird question. Like, people hit me up all the time, like on sites like Model Mayhem and One Model Place and stuff. I think more than anything it's the editing, because I realize that every model is different. Like, every model has a different aura about her, so sometimes she just doesn't come across correct on camera. But if the editing is bad, then it completely defeats the purpose of the whole entire image. So I feel like regardless of who you worked with before and how good or bad they were on camera, if your editing is good, then we can make some magic. But if your editing sucks and it's like that real tacky looking, just janky, no, then I can't do that. Because it's a waste of time.
Yeah. You being in, of course, you being in the South, and a lot of eras in the South were emerging more and more in the fashion modeling industry. I know you got to deal with it. Like you said, the tacky stuff, it'd be driving me nuts. Like,
man, oh my God.
And especially like, when I see people say they got these expensive equipment, but their work doesn't look like expensive equipment. Like, it doesn't
exactly.
Make any
their
sense
work
to
looks
me.
like, because what's funny is that there's a lot of photographers that don't edit their own pictures because they can't edit. And that's okay. Like, as long as you know the angles and stuff are good, you can hire an editor to edit each image. So it's kind of like people have to be humble enough to seek help. You know what I mean? In order, while they're improving themselves, they need to seek help and be like, okay, you know what? I can't do the best job on this, so I'm going to need you to fix it until I can do better.
We got to give you a standing ovation on that one. I'm so tired of people not figuring that out. You need help. I think that was a great. That's one of the greatest sound bites you just gave on the show. If you need help, don't be afraid to ask. Simple as that.
You never know what kind of doors open up just because you open your mouth and ask, like, hey, I need some help. People can lead you all around the world if you ask for some help.
And you can also meet other people that you can have access to other people in their circle that you didn't have access to before.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely believe in humility and just asking, because if you don't ask, you can't receive. And you can't really improve, and you can't go to the next level because you're trying to do everything like you're Superman, but, you know.
So I knew there was a reason why
that's
I like
talking.
Her, y'all. I'm always talking to her in the chat, and it's just like, well, you know, when you hear her say this stuff, it's like, hey, I knew there was a reason why me and you clicked so well. But, you know, go into the time machine and kind of going back, you know, what was that first moment? Like, how did you get your start in modeling? What was that moment that said, you know what, I want to do this?
I mean, ironically, I started doing extra work. And at the time, I was like 17. I didn't have enough confidence to do the whole modeling thing. I didn't think I would actually make it in the modeling field. And then a little while after that, I was like, you know what, I want to do hair modeling. Like, I just want to try it. So I went online, I searched up hair modeling. This magazine came up, I submitted to the magazine, I went for the interview, he was like, let's shoot, no problem, blah, blah, blah. I didn't actually really start fully get into it until 2014. Like, I woke up one day and I was like, you know what, I really want to do this, and I don't have the courage to do it. So I prayed about it, and I was like, God, just open up doors and, like, lead me to all the people I need to work with this year. And legit, this whole entire year has been, or 2014 has been all about progression. Like, my phone was blowing up. I didn't even know who was calling me. It was just like, Lucia, hey, you want to work? You want to do this? You want to do that? So, you know, it took time for me to get to the point to even have enough confidence to seek out people and wonder if they would work with me, you know? But I'm glad I did it, though, because I like modeling. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like every time someone sees your picture on Dustbot, they hit me up and they're like, man, who is that, man? Like, I have not heard one person that has saw your picture that didn't go crazy and go, wow, who is she?
Well, that's good. I would want to make that impression.
Yeah. And I saw the music video you did, too. You know, I listened to a little reggae to Soca and whatnot. Shout out to my boy Ronaldo for always putting me on it. But, you know, I saw that video. It was pretty dope. I like it because, you know, it was class. It was still sexy, but it was, like, real classy how you would do it, how the video was.
Yeah, I definitely like that video. I was like, oh, okay, the artist's name is General Kelly. He's super dope. Now, I can't lie. I don't understand what he's saying because I don't speak Creole, but it sounded dope.
See, I was like, maybe she got, you know, especially the way you was vibing to it, maybe she got a little bit in her. She got a little island blood in her, but
No. I'm from Chicago. I don't know. I didn't even know what Creole was until I came to Florida, and I was like, what are they saying? Like, I don't understand. No, I don't.
Or that all patois.
I don't. I'm like, what?
Yeah, they go crazy. You be listening, oh, my God. Because some of them, they call it, and they use them accents. the women say them accents, that's it. I lose it after a while. I'm like, man.
You like, yeah, that's up. Yeah.
You be trying to keep them talking, but just keep talking. All right, so I want to get into this book because I had the pleasure, and I say pleasure because, you know, without you putting it out, we wouldn't have a chance to be exposed to this. The pleasure of reading your new book, which is on Amazon.
Yes.
Make sure y'all go cop it. Ambiguous Eyes. First of all, congratulations on your first book. And wow. I was not ready for what I read. I was not ready for that at all. I was like, so I'm going through it. I'm like, what? Okay. You know, it just keep going through. So it's just so captivating. You keep wanting to read each page. Like, I'll be honest, I've read some books, but over the past few months, like whenever I get a book that someone's made and send it in for here, I actually read it. Like, I read the whole entire thing, and I want to, they're like, I'm so addicted to how great the literature is that I want to go through the whole entire thing right then and there.
Yeah.
Because I got to know what happened. And that was me. And I got to the end. Wow. So tell everyone a little bit about the book, you know, the premise of the book, and, you know, without giving too much away, because they got to buy it to find out everything.
Well, the book is called Ambiguous Eyes, Sunny's Truth. And I'm thinking about starting a series, you know, just based on, like, dramatic psychological stories and stuff like that. But this is the first one of the series. And the story is basically just about a teenage boy facing his battle with his own sexuality. Like, I've heard a lot about children that feel like they were born in the wrong body. Like, they're a boy, but they're supposed to be a girl. And I really just wanted to capture that in the story, but in a very tense, dramatic, like, psychological breakdown type of way. Like, like if you know, that's really what the story is. Because I know a lot of adults do the whole sex change thing, but a lot of people don't have money, so I kind of wanted to capture the mental anguish people go through feeling as if they're not in the right flesh.
Right. Or
just from a teenager standpoint.
Because of his age.
Yeah. Because of the age, yeah. I mean, I personally had a friend in high school that was in the closet, as people would say. But then for his family, he had to act very straight, and he had to be like, no, Mom, I'm not homosexual, just that I haven't found a girl yet. And, like, he would date girls, but he really didn't like girls at all. And I would talk to him, and I felt his pain because, personally, I don't deal with those issues. But, you know, I don't know. I just kind of wanted to capture how someone would feel in that particular mindset, in that particular body.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like where, you know, because we helped the campaign. You know, we actually promoted and had guests on there from the No Hate campaign. And it's always interesting whenever you support a cause, people often think that you are in the cause, as you used to say. Like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, you support a No Hate campaign, he must be gay. I'm coming flat out to tell you, I'm straight.
I'm super straight.
I love women to death. Yeah, I live, sleep, and breathe women. When I go to sleep and think about them, I wake up and think about them. But,
yeah.
But my same thing is too is I've always been a proponent about supporting what's right. And if it's not, in certain stuff, it's just like, why? I mean, people just really chastise people for certain things, and what I've never get is, okay, yeah, if you were raised a certain way and you were in church or whatever told you this, that, and the other, that's one thing. But it doesn't give you the excuse to hate on someone. Like,
no,
it
see,
just really
I don't
takes
even,
it to another
like,
level.
I don't even believe in that because me personally, like, my mom's dad was a pastor or something, or evangelist or something, so she grew up in a church, and I grew up in a church
right.
always, constantly, but she never raised us to judge people. She always raised us to, like, if people are going through something negative, you pray for them and you try to help them and you speak positivity to them. You speak life into them. You don't just be like, oh, you know, he's a drug addict, so whatever, like, he's worthless. You don't do that to people because, quite frankly, you never know when somebody is on they're at their breaking point. So, like, you could say one wrong thing to somebody and have them jump off a bridge. So, like, exactly. Me personally, I don't believe in the whole, oh, a person's gay, I can't talk to them because God doesn't love them. Like, nah, man, listen, whatever makes you happy makes you freaking happy. I can't do nothing about it. Like, I can't control the fact, or they can't even control the fact that they woke up one day and they liked somebody to look very similar to them. So, plus, at the end of the day, if it is so-called a magical sin, then your sins are your sins, my sins are my sins. We'll deal with them when we deal with them. Like, I'm not going to waste my life judging people because that's going to take time away from me being successful.
Right, and a lot of people do stuff in, you know, especially I hate when people that do this stuff in the dark. You know, the stuff that they're hating on, they actually do that stuff in the dark. That makes no freaking sense to me.
That's just weird. Well, I mean, I think that's more so, like, I know a lot of, undercover men will hate on gay men, but it's only because they just can't accept themselves, and they can't accept the fact that they are that person. They just don't want to admit it.
Right.
But, I don't believe in discrimination. It's just stupid.
It's many other things. I mean, like, for instance, one thing I did go through, which, you know, people know I stand for a whole lot, is bullying. There's a difference between laughing with you and laughing at you. If the person ain't laughing with you, then it's bullying. Pretty much, it's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know when it's bullying. Like, especially as you can tell the body language a person is having when you continuously go on and on about an insecurity they have that's very strong. And, you know, I went through that, man. And I see people that go through it. And, I mean, I see people that die, that, you know, kill themselves from it, or they're very depressed all the time because of it. I pray for them because, you know, they let it get them down, and I just want to reach out to them, and I try my best every chance I can and let these people know, yeah, they might try to knock you down, but the question is, are they stopping you from getting back up? As long as they try to knock you down, your job is to stay on your toes so they can't fall, you can't fall on the ground, or if you do fall, make the fight to get back up and don't allow them to stop you, because heck, you know, some of the same people, when you get older, all of a sudden, you know, they want to be cool with you or whatever. It's ridiculous.
I don't respect bullies. I got bullied when I was a kid because where I used to live was very much kind of segregated in the sense. Like, it was like, if your skin is brown, you're this. If your skin is white, you're this. If your skin is black, you're this. But I'm multiracial, so I was kind of the girl that didn't really fit into anything. So I always got bullied because of how I looked. But one of my main goals in life is to bring positivity to people that I meet. So sometimes positivity means you guys crack jokes together, or sometimes that means speaking something inspirational to them that they need to hear, or maybe that means if you're driving down the street and you see a homeless person that needs some food, you go to McDonald's and buy them a bag of food. But that's one of my main goals, because I know, like, for me, I look at words to be something that's very powerful. And that's one reason why I write, because I know that I can say something to a person that can bring them to a better place, or I can say something to a person that can make them contemplate suicide. So for me, I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to bring negativity to anybody and bring them down. So I'm going to do all I can to bring positivity to other people.
So definitely. And, you know, this is, a lot of people don't get that. Because I see it on Facebook all the time, too. My favorite thing is, I know you as a model, you want to just cover your face every time you see somebody do this. And that's where they got money. They made some money somewhere. And they want to put their money on Facebook and say, ain't nobody doing nothing like me, and all that. I hate that.
Then they go broke the next day because they bought some Louis Vuittons or something. I'm like, dude, come on, I can't.
Right. And every time you see them, they're the ones they were in the bus stop and you driving by them. Like, that don't make any sense. So what happened to all that money you had yesterday?
But, like, you know what happened? I invested it, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then, like, no, stop it. Stop. Stop. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being proud of what you work hard for, but you can't be so prideful that you just become idiotic.
Right. What do you say on Players Club? Make the money, don't let the money make you.
Pretty much.
All right. Because so
money
gonna,
can
right,
burn
so
up in a fire and you're screwed.
Yes. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to my segment where I get extra nosy. Because I know people always want to know things, and that's what my job is, to be nosy. All right, so, yeah, see, I'm like, oh, you laugh, you don't know what I'm going to ask. You're laughing already. You don't even know what I'm going to ask. Okay, so, first question, to throw at you, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me? Somebody vomited on my shoe in public.
Oh, no. No.
And I had to walk away like, oh, okay, so. But it was like in the middle of Walgreens. Then I had to walk up to the cashier who was pregnant, and I was like, yeah, so there's vomit on the floor back there. And she just looked at me like, seriously? Then I just ran out the store.
Oh, that was just embarrassing. That was the most disgusting moment I've ever seen. What the heck? Someone vomit on your...
No, it was someone I knew, so it wasn't like, oh God, a stranger. But yeah, no, I can't.
Still,
I don't like
I don't like my own vomit. I don't care if
no,
someone
it was
I knew
bad.
Didn't know. I'm surprised you didn't vomit right after that, because I like the moment I smell it, it's it. I'm gonna be vomiting very soon.
No, I don't even have a sensitive stomach. Like, I'll just be like, ew, that's disgusting. Okay. Move on to the next thing, okay.
Yeah, it's just, it's not the sight of it that makes me nauseous, it's the smell of it. Soon as I smell it, I'm like, no! It's like a tick. The moment I smell it, I'm a ticking time bomb. I'm like, get it out.
It's about to go down.
Okay, so, all right, man, that was, wow, that was a way to kick off.
This is the first thing that came to my head.
That's a good one. That's people going to look at that, go back in history, listen to this, and go, wow. Okay, this is one of the craziest ones yet. I've had some crazy ones on here. That one came in. That took the top 10 real quick on the craziest moments. That was wow. Whew, pray for him, Lord. Pray for him. All right, so here's the next question of. Because this is the one that I know a lot of people that keep going through your stuff. And, you know, they go, who is that woman over there? You know, there's people who want to know, so I'm going to ask a question for them.
Okay.
And that question is, in the dating world, what is Valencia saying? Is she single? She dating?
Oh,
is she cuffed? What's the answer?
Man, listen. I'm a homebody, so, I rarely meet people, so I'm like a super homebody. Like, if I'm not outside doing some modeling stuff or making money or with my mom or my family or whatever, I'm probably not meeting anybody, unless they're, like, at the grocery store. So, I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know. I can't tell you. I have no clue.
Oh, it's very smooth. Very smooth. I like that. Very smooth. Yes. No, I feel you in that, because, like, when you're working, like, it's one thing that's hard is to maintain one, because that means you got to take some of that attention that you do in your craft away to put towards that person. And, like you said,
God,
you are
the person's
please,
then you're screwed.
Oh, man. I'm like that. Like, don't call me a million times. I'm a person, I'm very friendly. I talk to people. I'm very friendly person, but I also don't like my space being impeded. Like, I'm like, hey, all right, I'm done with the people for today.
I'm weird. Like, I'm a loner. Like the one guy I was dating him, and me personally, I could be alone all day. Like, I don't even want to talk to you all day. I just want to be with you and know that, like, oh, I can hit him up anytime, but I don't want to talk to you all day and be cuddled up all day. I'm going to hit you in the morning and be like, okay,
yes,
hope you have a good day. I don't want to talk the rest of the day. Like, leave me alone. Like, we don't need to talk about nothing. Just, it's okay. Just stop bothering me. All that cleaning stuff is just kind of annoying.
Yes. If you talk to me for an hour earlier, then don't call me later for another hour and we're not really talking about nothing.
No. Like, I just saw you 30 minutes ago, then 30 minutes later, I miss you so much. It's like, I'm losing my mind without you. Like, if you don't get on my phone, I can't. I'm not.
It's like, no. that's one of the big reasons why I'm single. For those wondering, one of the reasons why I'm single. It's weird because I don't like people who are attentive at all. I like it to be a middle ground. Like, you want the person to show you some affection, some attention, but you don't want them all in your space. Like, I don't like talking to people all day long. Like, I can type and talk to something like that, but if we're not really talking about nothing, I feel like you're occupying too much of my attention, because when you're on the phone, it's like you got to take away more of your attention. And I hate this. When they call you and they got a million conversations going on in the background instead of talking to you, that pisses me off.
That is so annoying. They'd be like, yeah, girl, yeah. Because yesterday you just like, dude, what? You could text me if it's that important. I don't know. I don't know. People are weird,
right,
man. People are so, like, I'm such a loner because people are just so weird. I can't. I'd be like, what in the world is your problem? I can't.
Like, give me space. I need space. I need my space so I can do things accordingly.
I'm a Libra. Like, it's in my sign that I need space. Like, I can't.
Oh, okay.
Like,
we are neighboring astrologic signs. I mean, astrological.
Oh,
signs.
What's your sign?
Virgo.
I don't know anything about Virgos.
Yeah, Virgos are awesome. I mean, look at the Virgos. You got Beyonce. You got Nas.
No.
You got
Libra, like, Libra best. Libra is on, like 105.
You
I can conform to anybody.
You saw the list I just threw at you? That's a pretty heavy list. That's a heavy list. I thought about you. Beyonce, Nas.
Oh, no. Libra is like the universe. And then everybody else is just under that, you know.
I'm not going to do this to you today. Not going to do it. All right, so here's my messy question today for you. And I call it messy because usually I ask this question to a model. Someone's not going to be happy. And that question is, out of all the photographers you have worked with so far, who is your favorite and why?
I don't have a favorite, man. I literally don't have a favorite. No, because, like, I work off vibes. So everybody that I work with has a completely different vibe that I like. So when I'm in a certain mood, I can work with this one, and I'm in a certain mood, I can work with that one, or work with somebody new, whatever, so... For me, it's not necessarily the work that we produce together. It's more so their personalities, because our personalities mixed up creates the work that we do. Like, it's not like a favorite type of thing.
Okay. That was a very safe answer. She was very... Now, who are some of the people you work with? Let me throw that at you. Who are some of the people you have worked with?
I've worked with... Vinyl Classic Studios, which is two photographers, a photographer team. I love them. I've worked with Roman Photo Studios. I've worked with Lou Francois. Just a bunch of. I work with a bunch of random people. I like to try new things. I like to work with new people. But
my favorite. I would say my favorite picture. Because I can pick your favorite. No, your niggas come get me. They're not gonna come beat me up later, so I can get away with it. So my favorite, I had to pick my favorite because it's hard, man. It's like every time I try to pick a favorite, you can't throw another one out there, and it's hard for me to pick. Like, I like this one, but then you put that one out, it's like, All right, so my favorite one by you is the one where you're in the bay. It's like in the bay, the brown, dark beige bikini, and you got the jean jacket on with the boots. And it's out in the palm trees and stuff in the background.
I think I know what you're talking about.
You got a gold chain on.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
If that was by Vinyl Classic Studios, actually.
Yeah, I like that set. I love those images. I'm looking at them every day like, oh, snap. I still have some that I'm going to possibly release, even though it's
hey,
all
yeah, y'all, y'all saw that low key, she just named who our favorite was, right?
No.
Low-key,
I like that collection.
Low key just named his favorite. Oh, man, but I like it because it's like, this is one of those times again to where you showing us, you giving us skin, and you giving us, you giving us just enough, but you doing, but your look and the look of the scenery and everything is very classy. So it's like, as a man or a woman, you don't feel like, oh, my God, what am I looking at? It's like,
yeah. You
can get away with looking at a couple of times, go, okay. Cool.
Okay, cool.
And the hair, like, every time it's your hair, I like how you rock your hair in all the shoots. Like, the natural hair look, but people know how I am about natural hairstyles. I go nuts when I see them. Hey, I do that any day over long, flowing hair.
Man, I love long hair. Oh, my God. Man. My hair used to be long all the way down my back, and I had to cut it because I messed it up. I'm, like, trying to get back to the long hair.
Now, are you ever going to dread it? I've been, like, picturing, like, putting these different hairstyles in my head, saying what's going to look great. If she threw another hairstyle, what would it be? It's like dreads. For some reason, dreads would look good on you.
Everybody says that, but you know what it is? I am very indecisive, and I get bored very easy. So I can't really do the whole dread thing because I'm stuck with it. Like, with the hair I have now, I can cut it. I could grow it longer. I can make it straight. I can make it, I could curl it in a different way. I could change the color. Like, I could do so many different things. I could add weave to it. But if I dread my hair up, then I'm just stuck with dreads forever and not have to go freaking bald to get rid of them.
Because the way your hair texture ends up, once you do them. So, yeah, I agree. Can you agree feel that?
Yeah, I would be like, you know what? After the first day of having them, I'd be like, I'm so bored with this. I can't take this anymore. I can't. I can do it.
No, don't like it. No. All right. So what can we expect? You know, it is the beginning of the year. What's some things we can expect for you coming up in this great 2015 season?
You can expect more photos, lots and lots and lots and lots of photos all through the year. and then I'm probably going to make the book series monthly. So you can definitely expect a monthly collection of madness that I write. And I do a lot of, you know, motivational posts on my Instagram, so you can follow that. And then I'm just going to work hard, man, trying to book a whole bunch of big jobs, and maybe some singing stuff will pop off. Who knows? The possibilities are endless, but I'm definitely going to keep working all through 2015, so I don't even know what to expect. I just know stuff is going to happen.
Okay, before I get your links and whatnot, I can't let you go without, you know, since you do know how to sing, because I don't watch those videos, I know you can. If you would sing, but, you know, if you can sing for us just a little bit.
What should I sing?
I can throw something at you.
No, don't pick it. Don't pick it, because if I don't know it, I'll be like, Jesus.
Okay, go ahead.
I think I know. Let me see. Okay, I'll sing something random. Okay. Love,
There's so many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. 'Cause there's a possibility that you'll look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I saw your face, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. 'Cause love.
Okay, there you go.
All right. Yeah, I almost gave you the phone book. I told you to read the phone book and set me up. But say the phone book, read the sing the phone book to me.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Man, they say how you go out is how you go in. And we had someone was singing on our season finale last year. And you come in for our season premiere and do that to us. It's a great day. All right, so let everybody know how they can follow you, you know, like your Twitter, Instagram, whatever.
Okay, my Twitter and my Instagram are both Dose of Valencia. So that's DoseOfValencia. And normally I try to, like, respond back if I get comments or tweets or whatever. So.
Yeah, I like that. That's why I was like, you always... You do a good job of replying back to your fans they post up. Because a lot of people don't get that. You feel annoyed. You post a comment, and they just kind of like, oh, thank you. You know, it's kind of dry behind comment, or they don't comment at all. They just like the post, and that's it. Like, come
yeah.
on, man.
Well, I'm kind of addicted to Instagram, so that's the only reason why. I'm mean, there like, yeah, I love this. Oh, my God, love this app. Oh, my God. But I'm trying to do better. I'll log out for like a week. Then I'll get right back on.
And, you know, another thing, too, I want to thank you, too, for, you know, supporting my website, deathspot.com. I appreciate it, man. You know, it's a great, you know, we're trying to do a little something. We just starting out. Oh, I guess it just started out.
No, thank you.
Yes, and, today, right before the show, we actually hit... We have 1,000 members now. Yes.
That's dope. No, I mean, I respect people that are ambitious and follow their dreams and all of that, so definitely have a lot of supporting.
Okay, let me see. Hold on. We got a caller. I have a feeling they heard you sing, and then I saw that little light come on. So you... Oh, Lord. Okay, who we got from the Houston area?
Hey, what's good, man?
What's up? I know who this is. Because when you're talking like that, I know who this is. I know exactly who this is.
Hey, how
y'all
doing?
Fat? What's good, man?
How y'all doing?
Nothing much, man. It's been a hot minute, man. Got my guest here, Valencia Gardner. I know you just heard her sing over there, man. She was over there blowing.
Yeah. Very talented.
What'd you say?
I said she was really good. Really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, for on the spot.
You know, I just gotta put people. I always gotta do that to them, man. You know how I do. I always gotta put people on the spot and, you know, and see how they perform under the bright light out of nowhere. And, man, I also, too, while you are here, too, man, I want to just big you up, man. And, you know, glad to see that you started doing a little bit better. Know you've been going through a lot of trials and tribulations, man, and definitely big you up, man, for, you know, sticking in the fight and just fighting strong, man.
Yeah, most definitely. It's just taking a little time, you know. One of the biggest things is the world we live in is so fast, you know. And so we treat everything like it's a rush. And that was one of my biggest problems, trying to get back as soon as possible when it was really something that was going to take some time and still in it, you know. But I'm way better, way better.
Glad, man. Glad to see you definitely making some moves and just doing it, man. Because, like you said, people try to make the world move way too fast and, you know, just move the flow.
Yeah.
That's definitely true.
So
I just wanted to call and check in with you guys, man. You know, I used to be on here weekly before everything started to happen. So just wanted to touch base with you guys.
And it was interesting because you called on a Monday. I was like, oh, you called the Monday show. I never had you on Monday. But tomorrow, Angela and I'm back on Tuesday. We've been out on a hiatus. We always take our little 2-week break in the holidays, and then we come back. So,
Most definitely, I'll be sure to tune in. So, yes, I was a Tuesday regular, but, you know, I was just as much of a fan of yours as the girls, man. So, just all love.
Most definitely. I'll give you a heads up to tomorrow's topic on this. Pretty good topic. What are your top 5 relationship must-haves? And both business and personal. So yeah, that's gonna be an interesting topic. Yeah, I'm like, whoa, okay, y'all coming hard through the year start. I wasn't ready for that one.
Yeah, I'll be sure to tune in, man, and I look for the post and everything to make sure I share it. Try to get some people, pull some people in.
All right, can't wait, man.
All right, man. Good talking with you, man. I'll speak with you tomorrow.
All right.
All right, most definitely.
God bless. All right, so Valencia?
Yep.
It's about that time, man. We at that time. There's about two minutes left. So before I go out, I want to thank you again for coming to the show. And I want to remind everybody, if they miss any part of the show, they can always go. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. You can go there. You'll be able to look for the episode that says Hot Actor Does Monday, season premiere with Valencia Gardner. And definitely, again, Valencia, it was a pleasure having you.
Well, thank you for having me, man.
Great to put that beautiful mind in a vocal form with the face. It's like, okay, everything comes together well now.
No, I definitely thank you for having me, like, and supporting and all that. I definitely appreciate that.
No problem. Well, y'all know what that means, man. We roll now. We remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, well, there's a J, or there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to the episode of Life and It Does Live. One thing I want to make sure I get out before we leave, too. Rest in peace to one of the greatest broadcasters there was to bless the earth, Stuart Scott. You know, when I told people yesterday about how I felt about it, it's really close to my heart because me being a black media personality, he definitely paved the way for me, and I'm always appreciative of that. And so rest in peace, man.
Definitely rest in peace.